you know, what was it, a year or so ago, we instituted this time on our schedule in our meetings to just reflect on the day and share any reactions or thoughts about the day or the future. So with that, I'll kick it off. I think I'm going to ask first for how was it, Cal, for your first all day meeting as a state forester?
I think it was a good day, actually. A lot of good advice, questions that we need to go back and answer. As I have several things listed I need to get back with staff. And I think it's just a perspective. But yeah, this meeting was very useful for the department, for me especially. And we have a lot of initiatives. I could start listing them, but I'm not going to do that right now. But I think the perspective, we have a good board. I'm just going to say that right now. When we talk about not having the financial background, we have a good board. We have the type of board that needs to give the Oregonians opinion on how things should be run in this department and how should we influence forestry in the state of Oregon. So I'm kind of like with Carla and her comments on the audit stuff. So we'll move forward, Chair Kelly.
I'm with you, Cal. I love this board. I love being able to have, you know, these various backgrounds and for me to be able to call up different people for their different perspectives and backgrounds. It's just, it's been wonderful for me, particularly, you know, without a background in science and or forestry, to have such a great group of people with such varied backgrounds. All with you.
I have to say one more thing. I think the highlight for me was the operators award. So, you know, that just, I love seeing those videos and seeing our foresters and technicians and the groups that we volunteer with out in the field. And, you know, that was a good time. And we only get that once a year. We'll get some. Maybe we'll be out in the field. Like, Joe, won't we? We'd love to be out in the field actually getting rained on today. So this would be good. Getting that fresh air.
It's so exciting that that's when my computer decided to crap out.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. But, you know, it's all going to depend on COVID. And you guys, I just want to wish you all a happy new year and stay safe and healthy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Brenda.
Yeah, I just want to say I thought this was a great meeting. The discussion was great. It's wonderful to have Liz here and a complete board. It's wonderful to have Cal here as a new state forester. I think the discussion is rich, very respectful, and I don't see a lot of positioning by anybody on this board. It really is a great way to spend the day. It could only be better if we were doing it in person.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. You know, what a great day that will be. I do know that I have a meeting coming up to have discussion about board tour in April with some staff members, I think in the next week or two. You know, obviously, it can't happen unless we make a plan. But obviously, we all understand that we're not completely in control. And I am, you know, just got my fingers crossed. I've had my fingers crossed for a long, long time that we could start doing that kind of thing again. And it'll be quite a celebration when we can. Anybody else?
Ben. This is Ben. I just wanted to, I too really enjoyed today and echo Brenda's comments. The only thing better would be to be in person, but, and so I look forward to meeting some of you, in person, but, I just wanted to acknowledge staff. This was a, you guys put a lot into this today, and we came back to you with a lot of asks and issues and ideas and thoughts to add complexity to your jobs. And I just wanted a big shout out and an appreciation. Thank you for the work you guys are doing. Because yeah, that you guys make the department, and just a huge appreciation for that work.
I too want to just welcome Liz. Liz, it was a pleasure to have you here today. And Cal, this was an excellent first meeting. A year ago, when we came onto this board, we were about to default on a $25,000 loan to Treasury. I want to pump the board up a little bit. I think you're doing a lot better job than what you're giving yourself credit for in financial oversight. We have come a million miles in the last year. And we know what our debts are. We know our accounts payable. We know our cash. We have come a long way with MGO. So don't beat yourselves up too hard. I thought our county trust meeting was good today. And I think we had an honest conversation with them. They're on the front line too of balancing tough budgets in tough communities with a lot of social service issues. So I really appreciate the board's respectfulness of what they're up against too. I'm very much going to look forward to the NOAA fisheries information. And then I just want to put a shout out to our friends in Colorado, another 1,000 homes lost. Cal, you started the meeting with 5.7 million high risk acres. Boy, that is just, we know how incredibly uphill that is in Colorado, and what a big job we have on, you know, getting some of these acres under control. So I thought we had a great meeting. Thank you all. It's a pleasure to be part of this board.
Hey, before I go to Liz, Carla, I was struck because I had conversations quite a while ago, months ago, with Liz around how do we figure out, what the impact is on these budgets for these counties, because that's important to us. And she was basically kind of saying, well, we've never really been able to get that, or I don't know. The answer was that they couldn't get it or that they didn't seek it. But there's been so much distress in that relationship. And it is kind of refreshing when we say, hey, we want this information. And they say, yes, we want you to have it too. even something so small as that is a breakthrough, really. So right on. Okay, Liz. Are you muted, Liz? Or we can't hear you.
You're still muted.
Still can't hear Liz, you.
Liz, you're muted.
You're muted, Liz.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Can you hear me? Yes. I can't hear you for some reason. Oh, heck.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thumbs up if you can hear us in Salem.
I can hear you, but I keep on getting pushed off. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. I don't know. It just went. So there's a couple of things, quotes that I thought were just resonated with me. One was what you picked up, Chair Kelly, about, you're an opportunity and you're not just a threat, kind of thing. And the importance of looking at our strengths and our weaknesses could be our strengths. So I'm going to take that and just think about that for all the challenges we have. And then just really understanding this, the just what every board member brings. And my image was when you see the migrations now that are happening with geese and everything and sandhill cranes, and the way they take on long-term difficult journeys is that there is a an intuitive movement from one one, you know, the geese going to the front and the other one falling back. And so I just kind of saw that today. And I just think that's a pretty wonderful thing to step into the little leadership positions on the different topics that seem to work well. So I want to thank Hillary and your crew for all the support that you did and all the onboarding and such. It just kept me on the right path and, you know, just sort of nudged me along. So thank you for that. It was a great first meeting and I'm exhausted. My meeting muscles are totally being stretched today, sitting for 8 hours and thinking for 8 hours like this. So wonderful to be here. Looking forward to it.
So Liz, just, you know, full disclosure, we've had meetings that start at 8 and have gone till 5:30. So okay. This is Peter K. Yeah,
this is just,
you know, I can't lie. Okay,
I'll be ready for it.
Thanks, Chair. I know my connection's bad, so I'll be quick. I thought it was a great meeting too. I actually really enjoyed going through the work plans. I think it's just, we've got so many huge things going on that are going to really, I think, move the needle in a number of ways or have the potential to. And it's just really exciting to see that sort of thing, as well as, you know, we've got that going future and we've got the what was in the past. And I think the past was some, you know, troubles that we're hopefully working through with MGO's help and some other great conversations we have coming up. So it's nice to see some of us new board members, I think, are coming on a year here. You know, we've been able to tackle a couple of things. So that's encouraging. And I want to say welcome to Liz too. I don't think I've had the opportunity to do that personally. And also say goodbye to our other Liz, or not goodbye, but happy trails to the next venture she has. It's been fantastic to work with Liz Dent as well. So thank you. And it's always encouraging when we finish our meetings early, because I think we're very efficient as well sometimes. So.
Yeah. And Jim, I want to congratulate you on finishing the meeting early. Good job, Mr. Chair. Appreciate that. And also welcome, Liz. And I look forward to getting to know you. I did really, the best part of the meeting today was really the operator of the year. I always look forward to that. And I love the opportunity to get just a sense of really what happens in the woods. Mm-hmm. So that's where I want to be, frankly, is out in the woods. but that was great. And so I can't thank the department enough for putting that together. They do a wonderful job putting those videos together and really giving us a sense of what's mm-hmm. happening in the field. So again, great meeting. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you know, you bring up, I just have to recognize Hillary and her crew again, because these meetings are really tough to put together. And then the normal meetings, and I think this with the operator awards and what we had to do and to do that virtually, was just a whole nother layer of challenge. And the weather and the fact that I couldn't be where I could have a reliable internet connection. So Hillary assisted. We had Brenda all set up with the annotated agenda, since we knew that was a likely occurrence. Just, you know, it's just layers of complexity, aren't there, Hillary? You know, and so much that isn't apparent to all of us. And of course, all your work to line up and then double check that everybody's connection who is testifying and so on. It's just, it's daunting. And so I think we couldn't have had it go any smoother knowing what we were up against and what happened today. So thank you and those who are there helping.
Thank you. And one thing I just wanted to add to the Board of Forestry's reflections today, this is your administrator speaking, is the level of communication you have. And that's a takeaway I think you don't hear often, but you do that very well. So thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Did you say that you're our board administrator or board minister? I thought you were minister.
What day is it? Administrator.
Okay. All right. If that, I think we can conclude this meeting. Thanks to all of you. Happy New Year. And we'll see you all in March, if not before. All right. Okay. Take care.
Right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.